Feeling hot to call cool, right? A partly cloudy end to the working week. Tops of 22, slight chance of a shower, some rough surf conditions still. The weekend, a shower or two tomorrow, 21 degrees, and Sunday looking the same. Right now it's 14 degrees at Raymond Terrace, and that's the latest from the Hunter's 100% local newsroom, 105.3 New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
Feel good Friday.
Well, and welcome to it. And it's just me today. Well, Meg will be joining us a little later on via phone. Yes, we have that technology here. Don't be shocked, nervous, or terrified. Good morning, Jess. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. Happy Friday.
Ready to take on the day?
I think so.
That was convincing.
Well, I haven't had coffee, I was just telling you, since Monday. Yeah. So I'm like, I don't know why I'm so like...
Lethargic?
Well, yeah, and also have enough energy to function. It's weird.
That is weird. I don't think I could. I'm about to go and have my first of the day. What is your normal coffee order? I don't think I've ever asked that.
Just a flat white.
Flat white, yeah.
Sorted. Nothing interesting.
Normal milk. I don't know why, but I thought almond milk with you.
I have almond milk with other things, but not coffee.
Okay. Good. No, I'm glad we sorted that
out.
That's
a full cream situation.
Most of the time, that's your preference. Very good. Anything exciting on for the weekend?
No, just a Christmas party tomorrow.
Ooh. Where
should
at?
Be fun.
What's happening?
Just at a pub in Morpeth, which will be good.
Awesome. Yeah. Nice part of the world. We'll
beautiful
enjoy
part
that.
Of the world.
We'll catch up with your very good self in the next 10 minutes or so to find out the local news headlines as you wake up with the Novos.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
All right, Jess, this man in his 80s on the Fernley track, what an absolutely shocking story.
Yes, this happened on Wednesday. The guy, he was 84 years old, Greg Hood, he was just riding his bike, as he does, according to his wife, apparently 3-4 times a week along the Fernley track. And on Wednesday morning, he was going up one of the inclines on the Fernley track, and he reportedly remembers pedalling up the hill, seeing like two e-bikes or little motorbikes with people on them dressed in black. He remembers seeing them come towards him. He remembers going down the other side of the incline, but that's it. And then he ended up in the John Hunter Hospital with a fractured spine, 11 cracked ribs, punctured lungs, and reports are yesterday that he is sadly probably not going to walk again, which is absolutely horrific.
That's awful. Yeah, is there a suggestion that these two assailants have done something to him?
Don't know. He doesn't remember. It's certainly sparked calls even louder from locals who see motorbikes, e-bikes, all sorts of things going along the Fernley track with no care for anyone else, basically using it like a racetrack.
Are they allowed to take e-bikes along there legally?
Yeah, so you are allowed to, but because it's a shared pathway.
Yep.
But obviously, you know, you have to have care for everyone else who you're sharing the pathway with. So
I'm just like thinking, you know, if there's vigilantes in the area, what they can and can't dob in. You can't dob in an e-bike just for being there.
Well,
if someone's being naughty, you can.
That's it. And with the only like e-bikes that can be used on the track at the moment are the ones being used in the Beam trial. So those e-scooters and e-bikes, and they can track where their bikes have been. Apparently they weren't on the track at the time.
All right, that's good. It wasn't one of them.
Yeah, so, but residents are saying, you know, there needs to be surveillance or something. Mm. Like, there's no CCTV, there's nothing along the track, and this sort of stuff happens all the time.
Maybe get, like, a traffic cop out there who's, like, that's their beat, you know?
Or something like that.
Yeah, the Fernley track.
Maybe.
You know, you can go up and down. Let's chat also about the Jets, right? Now, they're gearing up at the moment for their A-League clash with Brisbane.
Yeah, so they're at home tonight at McDonald Jones Stadium. They've had they had the 4-week World Cup break. Last weekend, they managed to get a win over the Central Coast Mariners, who were admittedly a little tired. They had three players who just literally come back from playing in the World Cup.
Yeah, get them all head down. That's a good one.
Exactly, exactly. You take the advantages
when you
can get them.
You take the wins you can get.
Exactly.
Oh, I know all about it.
So we won that one at 2-1. And tonight we take on Brisbane at home. home. So fingers crossed, even after a short turnaround, the last game being on Sunday, we can get another win.
We've got this. Will you be there to cheer them on?
Well, Friday nights are usually my stay at home, be in bed by like 7:30.
Hanging out with the Pat and the dog.
Basically.
Yeah, nice one. I won't be going either, but good luck to the boys. I reckon they've got this.
Definitely.
Thanks for that, Jess. We'll catch up with Jess again at 5:30 for a full news update as you wake up with the Novos, Meg and Crevo. Good morning.
Megan
Crevo. The Novos. And just a reminder, while I've got your attention for a second, about our Giving Tree, because there's a lot of people out there at this time of year who are really doing it tough, right? And a great way to give back to the community is to by putting a couple of unwrapped gifts, rather, under our Giving Tree. Now, I'll tell you where this thing is. It's at Level 2 opposite Angus and Coote at Westfield Katara, and it's in conjunction with the Samaritans. So, you know, you put your unwrapped gifts under there and then your job's done. All you have to do after that is just wait for the good feeling on Christmas morning when you know that some little kid is opening that gift and having a big old smile on their face. Because a lot of people, they might not really even get any gifts this year. And if you can just even put one or two things, or if you're flat out like most people at this time of year, just chuck a couple of gift cards under there, it can be very helpful and just make someone's day. So if you've got a chance, just throw something under the tree there, Level 2 opposite Angus and Coote at Westfield Katara. Or if you've forgotten all those details by the time you're ready to do it later today, just go to newfm.com.au and all the information is there, plus some ideas of what you can give.
New FM.
Oh, and if you're just joining us, welcome, first of all. Second of all, Meg's still away, still got the Rona, so she can't be in here. But we're going to get her on the phone a bunch of times throughout the show, so fear not. Tyler, also away today. She's got something on. I think she had this annual leave day booked from ages ago. So it's mostly going to be me rolling solo, but fear not, we've got a great show planned. Plus, we'll have Michael in here as well. He's producing, but he's also going to be sort of filling in on the other side of the desk after 6 o'clock, which is great. Next, though, love an animal story on this show, and this is one of the best. Eel versus crabs. You're hearing it right. This is much better than any boxing debut fight, etc. Eel versus crabs on the show next as you wake up with the Novos, Meg and Crevo.
Meg and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
It's eel versus crab. Not a sentence I've ever said before, which is always a bit of fun. I love a virgin sentence. But this is all happening over at Easter Island. Christmas Island, where the big red crab migration's happening. So this is one of the marvels of nature, where these millions upon millions of red crabs cross the island. There's always a bit of footage that comes out on the news usually once a year around this time, because now they've set up these barriers along the road so that the crabs don't like cross the road and all get squished before they get to the other side of the island. So there's these like rivers of these crabs that cross the island. It's just amazing. But this one lady has managed to film where these baby crabs, basically they're going to the other side of the island and then get into the water again. There's this one spot where they all like channel in into the water, and she's filmed this hungry ribbon eel. It's like about a meter long, big fat thing, like the top part of your arm, and it's just sitting in the like channel bit where they all fall into the water, and treating that like some sort of amazing sushi train that's all crab, and just opening its mouth as all the crabs just jump straight into its gullet. I mean, the amount of crab this eel is eating. Like, crabs are very expensive at the moment. I was looking at the other day at Harris Farm. It's like $55 a kilo. This thing's eating like thousands of dollars in crab for free. All you got to do, of course, is turn into an eel, go to Christmas Island. Jobs are good, and as much crab as you want to eat, which seems like a lot of work. But if you're already an eel, it's an excellent opportunity to have all the free crab you want. It's now 5:45 as you wake up with the Novos, and up next, we're talking about Eshay Mania that's sweeping this one small regional town up near Queensland. And let me tell you, all of the, I guess, mums and dads on Facebook are very upset about it, and their ventings and rantings and ramblings about it have to be heard to be believed. Very funny stuff.
Went from goon back to the champagne. When we step in the club, it's the young and Eshay. Everybody say, Eshay, 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 Eshay.
So apparently there's this town called Wynnum, right, which is up near Queensland, and according to the local Facebook gossip groups, which I find to be highly reliable sources of information in any small town, apparently they're being overrun by Eshays. This is the language that they're using, the kind of language that they're saying. But the best part has been some of the boomer comments that have been in and around all of the Eshay chat. How's this for one? Watch out, because Saturday is the Eshays' holy day, running amok as they do not have school, which is hilarious. Assuming, of course, that they all go to school, which I think is a strong assumption from anyone around that. Dale also says, where are the police in Wynnum? Stop appeasing these teenage polo Ralph Lauren popped collar wearing punks. Also, I think a misunderstanding of what's going on here. The fact that that's how you're describing them, is if they're not doing any crime, if they're just sort of generally hanging around, which seems to be the go-to of a lot of Eshays, I don't know what else you can do about it except stop them from loitering. Christine said, I see between 30 and 40 Eshays trying to fight each other, and I felt unsafe walking in my own hometown. To me, that sounds a little bit made up, because firstly, big difference between 30 and 40. And secondly, if they were fighting each other, who cares? They didn't approach you. They probably didn't want to even have a chat to you because you seemed like a bit of a Karen. And then we also heard from Jenny in this Facebook page who said, it's just feral. It's sad when you don't even feel safe walking around your own hometown. Oh, geez, Jenny, I reckon calm down. Just because a bloke's got a cigarette behind his ear and a terrible haircut, and let's face it, it is a terrible haircut, you're going to be fine. Like, it's just the latest, I guess, iteration of youth culture. I mean, we've seen it all before, all the punks and, you know, all the different things. Then there was the big baggy pants R&B rap era. This is just the latest version. Couple of kids wearing some silly clothes and acting ridiculously and riding scooters. Don't be intimidated by their Nike TNs. There's nothing to worry about.
The Novos.
The Novos. With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
New FM. Feel good Friday.
I don't know about you, but I feel good.
Yeah, and a bit of a roll call around the room. Meg, are you there? No, unfortunately, still not here. Got the COVID. Tyler, are you there? Yep, it's just me. Producer Michael is here as well, though.
I'm really tempted to ghost you here.
I know, it would have been
the
fun.
The buzzer go again.
That's all right, I can give it to you if you want. There we go.
Thanks, Jess
is still here, though.
I'm here.
Yes, still making it happen. So, we have a small team today.
Great team,
but
though.
But a great team.
Look
is
at
what
us.
I'm getting at.
Some say the A-team.
Ooh, do they
guys,
now?
I think we're about to hit some of our best work now that we've gotten rid of that dead weight.
That is brutal, and I won't have it. But we will have good work today. And we are playing 5 in 10 up next, which is awesome. Your chance at $50 worth of free petrol. If you'd like to call and have a go, last one of the year, 4967-4105, if you want a fuel card, this is your chance. Very, very simple. All you got to do is name five things in 10 seconds from the category and topic we give you. If you can do that, the petrol's yours. It works out at thousands of dollars an hour. This is the best work you will do if you can pull it off. Here's the number one more time. 4967-4105 as we play 5 in 10.
The Novos.
The Novos. Megan Crevo.
5 in 10. New FM.
All All right. Michael, you join us here to play 5 in 10. As your first time doing it, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty confident, although it is easier being on this side of the desk, not having to actually answer these questions.
All right. Do you want to spin the wheel today?
Yeah, go on.
All right. Line up there. All right, here we go. Good spin.
Thank you. You've been working hard on it.
Yeah, I'm practicing behind the scenes. All right. What have we come up with?
We have fruit and veg today, Kriebo.
Ooh, I think that's the first time for that one. That's your spinning skills has done that. Let's meet our first contestant, though. Oh, it's Meg from Mayfield. How are you?
Good morning. Hello.
Jeez, that's a familiar voice.
Meg, what do you do for work?
I'm unemployed. Don't actually have a job at this point.
Yeah, but you're are you looking at the moment, or what's your situation?
Nah, mate, not at all.
Okay. So have you heard how 5 in 10 works at all?
Look, I've heard it in the past.
Yep.
On a regular basis. Yeah. And
ready to give this a go?
Let's give it a go.
All right. Your topic for today is vegetables with a red skin.
Okay. Tomato, capsicum.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to pull you up there. Tomato's a fruit.
Ooh, off on a technicality. I didn't know you were this big a stickler, Kriebo.
I am a stickler. You can't just get a fuel card that easily.
Oh, well, I tried.
You gave it a red hot go. Well done, Meg. And thanks for joining the show. Enjoy Mayfield this morning. All right, let's go to Omar, also in Mayfield, up next. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. How you
got? Fantastic, fantastic. All right, Michael, I might get you to give the next topic to Omar.
All right, Omar, we need 5 fruit with edible skin.
Apple.
Ooh. Oh.
I feel like all fruit skin is edible if you're willing. Well, you probably could have named just about anything then.
A lot, yes, but there's a lot that don't. You know, watermelons and bananas and stuff.
But could you have a crack? Like, if you believed hard enough.
Yeah, you'd end up with a stomachache, but that's all right. Well, Omar gave it a good go. Let's go to Paula in Bar Beach up next. Hey, Paula, how are you?
Yeah, great, thank you.
You ready to take this on and take home the $50 worth of petrol?
I'll give it a red hot crack.
Okay, all right. Your topic is crispy vegetables. Crispy vegetables. Your time starts now.
Potato, carrot, capsicum, onion, and...
Oh, Paula.
I don't know what that last one was. I think it was just shouting, which doesn't count.
You were there. You dropped the baton on the line.
Happens, though, doesn't it? It's just the way of the world. Well, how was your first 5 in 10, Michael? Enjoy it?
Felt good. Bit of a tough one, crispy vegetables. That took me a bit of understanding. Like, it took me a while to figure out what that actually meant.
We could have, like, capsicum or snow peas or that sort of thing.
Yeah, I think in my head I was like, cucumber, but then we've already been a stickler about the tomato. Cucumber's got seeds, so
yeah,
it's fruit.
That's right.
Like, we're not asking for crispy fruit.
No, that's absolutely right. Hey, up next, this is interesting, right? Because, Michael, what they're doing, they're using crypto mining, which is they use all those computers, right, to get all the, like, cryptocurrency out, and they're using that to grow tulips.
How that could possibly work is beyond me.
Two businesses in one, and you know I like that sort of gear. Up next, as you wake up with the Novos, how's this, Michael, for an amazing story, what they're doing in the Netherlands at the moment, because, you know, the power prices are going up. Yep. Everywhere, like here as well.
It's criminal.
It's out of control. So what they're doing is they've got the big tulip farms over in Holland and stuff, and one of the big costs of farming the tulips through the winter is heating the greenhouses.
Yeah. Yep.
And, of course, power being so high at the moment, it's making tulips very expensive. Now, this might seem a problem, like, worlds away from us, but imagine, like, you have a farm and one of your biggest costs goes through the roof,
yeah,
or whatever your business is, right? You're a plumber, cost of pipes goes up, you're in trouble, right? So what they've done is they've got a Bitcoin mining operation, which is basically where they hook up all those computers and run them 24/7 to get, like, crypto out the other
the
end.
It's got to come from somewhere.
Exactly. You got to mine it somewhere. And when those computers run 24/7, they get really hot. So they've just put them next to the tulip farm.
No
and,
way.
And they're piping the hot air into the greenhouse. And so they're making money to make money.
That is 3D chess sort of stuff.
Isn't it a genius idea?
And this is when I realise how dumb I actually am. Because I never would have thought to do that. And there are people out there who are like, oh, mate, crypto and tulips, just hear me out. Okay, I've got an idea.
Well, that's the thing. How do you have that conversation with the stodgy old bank manager who won't lend you money? Like, what we're doing is we're taking a futuristic currency that you're kind of against and we're using it to grow flowers. What are your thoughts? Give us a couple of million, set it up? I don't think so, mate. You'd have to have your own capital to get that started. But like you said, 3D chess, yeah. Absolutely genius. I mean, it just makes you think what other types of those kind of collaborations are out there that no one's thought of.
This is what I think people thought of Steve Jobs when he first popped up.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm going to put a computer into your pocket. And people are like, nah, mate.
No, you're not. And a camera in there. Are you kidding? Stop it. But yeah, anyway, that's the future.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crevo.
Join the Old Australian Truck Drivers Group. No gifts, no emojis, no icons. Uh-oh,
I'm here.
The Novos. New FM.
And if you're just joining us, both Meg and Tyler are away at this point. No fear, though, because Michael's in to join the show. So welcome to the studio.
And welcome to you, Crevo.
Oh, thank you.
Great to have you here,
mate. Oh, isn't it what? Let's chat about this, though, because Adam Sandler, he's going to be taking home the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor. Now, this is a huge prize in the States, very highly coveted by comedians there, and I just think it's wrong. Now, hear me out, Michael, because my thoughts on the whole situation is that Adam Sandler he's a bit overrated. He's not that funny.
Which Adam Sandler are you talking about? Because I think there's two different ones. There's early days Adam Sandler, which I will not hear a word against.
Mm.
Like Happy Gilmore, Billy Madison.
Icons. Okay, I disagree with you here because I think that Adam Sandler, his go-to is pretending to be somebody who's a couple of sandwiches short of a picnic. And, like, well, you finding that funny just thinking about it.
But I'm like, it's true, and he knows what he does. That's like saying, like, oh, I don't like Charlie Chaplin's stick. His thing is being a clown. Like, that's the bit that makes him funny.
Even then, like, he was funny at the time. But, you know, if you watched a Charlie Chaplin lately, it's all right.
Yeah.
But I just, okay, let's keep it to Adam Sandler because I just think he's overrated and not funny. But obviously a lot of people disagree with me
Mark
on this.
Mark Twain disagrees.
Well, Mark Twain isn't picking him.
Isn't he the guy who wrote Tom Sawyer? Like, yeah. Why does he give out comedy awards?
He's not giving them out.
Why is he named
after him? It's just named after him. They're resurrecting him from the dead every year. But this is the debate we're having. 4967-4105 and best callers on air today in the draw for both a $50 fuel card and a New FM Christmas box, which has the pudding, the New FM puddings. Have you ever had one?
I haven't, but I've only heard good things.
Amazing. Plus two bottles of wine. We just want your thoughts. Is Adam Sandler overrated? I think he is, but you're a fan still.
I think he's rated. I just think he's rated.
You think he's pretty funny, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Megan
Crevo.
The
Novos.
All right, this is the debate. Is Adam Sandler funny or is he overrated? I think he's overrated. He's just won this very prestigious comedy award in America.
Mark Twain himself giving it to him.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, he's risen from the dead. But yeah, it's a very big deal over there and it's very highly coveted. And I just think, what a waste of an award. The guy hasn't done a funny joke in a long time. His movies are... I'll give him this. His more serious movies are not too bad recently. Like
he's made that transition into drama, actually.
Yeah, Uncut Gems and stuff was very good.
Yeah, that basketball one, which name is escaping me.
I'll never remember
moment,
that.
But it's actually great.
It is good as well on Netflix. But they're not funny movies. Like, he hasn't done a funny movie ever, in my opinion.
I reckon since about 2005.
What one did you like back then? What was...
I'm a big golf fan, so I've always got a soft spot for Happy Gilmore.
Give me a bit of Billy Madison.
Billy Madison, he's just pretending. Oh,
yeah, but it's pretty fun. I'm not saying it's like world-class cinema. Right, it's just like I can enjoy it for some time.
All right, let's let the listeners decide like we let them decide everything in life. Robbie's up first. Hey, Robbie. Robbie, are you there? Oh, Robbie might have gone.
Just call her Raby.
No, I didn't. All right, let's try Trish. How are you today, Trish?
I'm good, thanks, Clover. How are you? And Merry Christmas.
And a Merry Christmas to you. So, yep, indeed.
I'll take some of that too, Trish. Thanks.
Yeah, you too. You too, Michael. Merry Christmas.
Oh, you've got it
and
now.
And Jess as well.
What was that, sorry?
I said and Jess as well.
Oh, I thought you were going to say and kisses as well, Rob.
No, and Jess.
Take us out for dinner first, Trish.
All right. Okay, let's get your thoughts, though. Is Adam Sandler funny or overrated? Oh, you've gone. You've gone altogether. Oh, my God. This is actually a dumpster fire. But you know who can save this? We've got one more caller here. Oh, it's Meg from Mayfield. How are you today?
Oh, my goodness. Hello.
Hello, indeed. So tell us, is Adam Sandler funny or overrated?
Now, look, it is not the mid-2000s. We are not 19. He is not funny.
Thank you. And he doesn't deserve this comedy award.
Does he not hold a special place in your heart, though?
This is the thing, though. The shtick is always the same. Yes, it's Adam Sandler. Yes, he's got anger issues.
Yeah, and the
only thing.
And,
that he's
and it's funny. That's why we love The Waterboy.
This is the thing.
It was like kids found it funny back then, but that's the end of it.
If you're a teenager and it's the early 2000s at most, he was funny.
But that's where it ends.
2020, 2022, nah.
All right. Thanks for that, Meg from Mayfield. I think we've got Trish back on the line. How you doing, Trish?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, good.
I was going to say it's funny.
You think he's
excellent.
Funny.
Thank you, Trish.
I got cut off before, but I thought I'd ring back and say it,
Well, I'm glad you did ring back and say it.
One all?
Once again, we've solved nothing. Typical of this show. That's all right.
He's got Mark Twain's vote, so that's 2-1.
Is it now? We just had a message through on Instagram. Katie has said, not funny. Oh, that's good. 2-2.
Very convenient on Instagram. I can't see.
Yeah, well, that's the way it is. What's the goss up next with your good self? What have we got coming up?
There is a movie coming out called Babylon. Margot Robbie's in it, and she reckons it may be one of the most debaucherous things she's ever been a part of.
And if she's saying it, it probably is.
The Novos.
If I don't say the right things, I might get killed.
The Novos.
Keep my wife's name.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
What's the goss?
I love reality TV.
All right, Michael, let's do this thing. What have you got?
Crevo, I feel like ever since Game of Thrones came out, the industry has been pushing what they can show on TV, / in the movies.
Like how far you mean they can push it.
Yeah, how far you can go, what you can show. Like, they're just like, everyone's trying to one-up the next person.
Well, HBO, in an interesting situation, because they're not on, like, a regular broadcasting, place. So they don't have, like, HBO. It's not like Channel 10 or something. You have to be subscribing.
Do you have? I did not know that about HBO.
Yeah, in the States, you have to be on one of their, not streaming services, but something like that.
Something that does. Yeah. Far out. So they're at like a Foxtel equivalent sort of thing.
Something like that.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay.
So that's why they can push the limits.
So Margot Robbie is in a film that's coming out in January. It's called Babylon.
All right.
And this thing sounds like the most debaucherous thing I've ever heard of.
Interesting.
It's about the Hollywood golden era, like when it's first up and coming.
That's actually fascinating. I'd love to watch that.
Well, it sounds pretty cool. Apparently, it's just hedonism central. So her and Brad Pitt, and she's saying this is the most debaucherous thing I've ever been in. She was in The Wolf of Wall Street.
Well, let's not forget that. Do you know like what era, like time-wise, it's set in?
I think it's like the 30s, 40s, 50s. It seems like there's multiple storylines happening at once. Okay. I don't know a whole lot about it at the moment, but she says this one scene at the start is pretty much a party turns... group of people having sex with each other.
So it's like the old keys in the bowl situation, is it?
Yeah, but it's like
that.
Everyone's taken multiple keys, it sounds like.
Oh my gosh,
and so she's come out in interviews saying, like, this is just wild. The first reviews are in. Someone said it's a rebellious, outrageous portrait of a golden era hedonistic Hollywood.
Well, I think to cut through like with a movie about Hollywood, because there's been a few over the journey.
Yep.
You have to have some sort of edge. I mean, having Margot Robbie in there is a good start.
Oh, yeah. We love Margot Robbie.
Big fan. But then I guess you got to show this side of things, because that's what's been hidden all this time.
Sex sells as well.
Well, there's like, that at a basic level.
Everyone thinks Hollywood's sexy. they're just showing it very explicitly, it sounds like.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's the interesting element too about it is back then, all of that would have been hidden so much, right?
Because
Hollywood had a very, like, squeaky clean image
back
in the day. But now we know there was probably a lot going on behind the scenes.
Turns out if you get a whole bunch of rich and attractive people in a room together, they're going to want to do things.
They'll want to throw their keys in a bowl suddenly.
Maybe a movie not to watch with your parents.
Or your kids, by the sounds of it. So pretty much you can just go yourself. Oh, that would be interesting to see. Like I said, I love to see, like, behind-the-scenes Hollywood stuff.
Yep.
Always fascinating. Thanks for that, Michael. Damn! Damn, it feels
good to be the Novos.
The Novos.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
New FM.
Get that feel-good Friday feeling.
Oh, Jess, before you rush off, I've got some news questions, if we can.
Oh, here we go.
First one.
Uh-huh.
What is a doodle bubble?
You don't know what a doodle bubble is?
No.
Well, I'm afraid you're just not in the cool club then.
Do you know?
I do know.
What is it?
I don't want to tell you.
All right. We'll move on to the next question. Second one. Is shooting fireworks out of an antique aeroplane safe?
Ask Paul Bennett. I don't know. That's what he's going
to
do.
That seems concerning to me. I think I always thought they should be fired, you know, off a pontoon-style boat on the water. Or by, like, kids who don't know what they're doing in a park. I thought that were the only two ways to do fireworks.
Well, apparently Paul Bennett's going to do it off a plane.
Has he done a practice at least?
I feel like this is something you need to do a practice run.
Because, like, if you drop that thing, like, imagine you're doing the lighter with the lighter. And then if you don't drop it the right way, imagine it shoots up and gets his own plane.
That would be bad.
The scorch marks ruin the paintwork. Terrible.
Paul Bennett knows what he's doing.
I'm sure he does, but I'm just concerned. Brings out my inner concerned person. Anyway, thanks for the information. Set the doodle bubble thing, whatever that is. We'll find out, I guess, by Googling it. Up next, though, we are playing Celeb or Pleb. Michael will be in this time to play. We've got a mystery caller on the line. And we have to figure out, are they a famous person or just a regular person off the street? Just by asking them a couple of simple, I guess, normal questions about their life. We'll be playing Celeb or Pleb in just a few minutes.
Hey, little mama, yeah, you heard about me.
The Novos.
The Novos.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
New FM.
Celeb or Pleb.
All right, this is very simple. Basically, we have an anonymous caller on the line. We don't know who it is, but today, Michael, it is our job to unpick separately whether we think this is someone famous or just a regular person.
My first time. I'm on debut.
How are you feeling? Are you nervous? What are your thoughts?
Pretty confident.
Yeah,
I'm backing myself in here.
Oh, that's good. If you meet someone in the street, do you think you have a good sense of if they're a truthful person? Like, how good are you at unpicking their life story?
I think I can pick a fib.
Okay. All right.
And I don't like fibbers.
Okay. Well, let's meet today, anonymous caller. Good morning. How are you?
Going great. Thank you very much.
Oh, that's an interesting voice.
Very confident.
It is, and certainly indeed. Well, let's start with some questions for you. The first one is, have you ever, when on an aeroplane, flown business class before?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Well, I do know, like, you know, some celebrities do fly in economy. I saw Flume one time on a Jetstar flight. just slumming it.
Tough year for Flume.
I don't know. He was doing well.
I flew business for the first time the other day.
Did you?
So I would have celebed that up if you'd asked me that.
Yeah, true. Okay. Well, you can go for the next question, Michael.
Question number two. What type of car do you drive?
A Toyota Hilux.
Or they can be deceptively X-y.
I know. Well, yeah, that's true. Like, you can, if you get all the extras.
Yeah.
It's very. Is it like a new model or an older one?
Nah, the new model.
How long have you had it for?
5 months.
5 months. Okay. So, all right. Yeah, could be. All right. Next question for you. What is your ideal plan for New Year's Eve?
Staying in with the missus and the kids.
The partying days behind you, or you've never been a party boy?
Certainly have been a party boy. The party days are not behind me, but I think the New Year's Eve party days are behind me.
Good call.
That's maturing.
It is, because New Year's Eve, you think it's going to be great, but it often isn't, is the way
There's too
goes.
Much expectation.
That's right.
It's like the wedding night.
All right, next question you can go for, Michael.
Do you keep cash on you?
Yes.
Oh, that's very common, man.
Is it, though?
That's pleb.
I don't know.
I can't see Hugh Jackman walking around with wads of cash.
I think he would, like, for tipping and stuff. Anyway,
All right. America.
Enough questions for here. It's time to do our little analysis. Michael, do you want to guess first and then I'll guess?
I reckon with Hilux and cash, I'm going celeb.
Celeb?
I reckon celeb.
Hilux and cash, I'm going tradie. I'm going pleb, regular person. All right, Anonymous, it's time to reveal. Are you a celeb? Are you someone famous? Or are you just a regular person?
Well, it depends who you ask. I'd say I'm just a pleb, but I'm Adam Elliott from the Newcastle Knights.
Oh, you are not, mate.
That is celeb city.
Hey, well, thank you so much for joining us on the show. This is an exciting moment. Michael, you're a fan.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, of the show or?
No. You're a fan. This is awesome. Thanks so much for coming on. And, it is. You're not a pleb. Whoever says that is wrong.
No. So, Adam, first season with the Knights this year?
Yeah, yep. So, obviously, I've been playing footy for a while now, but this will be my first time up in Newcastle. And I've played up here a lot and played in front of, you know, big crowd, vocal crowds at McDonald Jones. So, I'm actually super pumped to be a part of the town now, and hopefully, you know, everyone gets behind us. And, you know, I've been there and been on the other end of some pretty brutal sprays from the Knights fans, so hopefully they can get behind me.
Don't do things by halves, do they?
We do not as a city. Well, look, thank you very much for coming on the show, and hope to see you around in your Hilux.
Yeah, thanks heaps, mate.
And good luck.
I'll give you a 2.
Please do. And good luck, of course, for the season next year. Newcastle is behind you guys.
Yeah, thanks heaps for that. It means a lot.
Awesome. Wow, that's a bit exciting. First time to have a sports star as the celeb on Celeb or Pleb before.
It's about time, I reckon.
It is indeed. Well, thank you for that, and thanks for joining. You're obviously better at it than me.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos. So, Meg, of course, has been off sick with the vid for the last week. Supposed to be her last week on the show. Meg, I can't believe this happened.
Can we talk about timing? Like, timing, the worst. So, the start of the year, for example, the first week of this show, I got COVID. The last week of this show, I got COVID.
Look, at least you bookend the year. You know, you got to look at the positives.
Exactly. And I've had so many people hit me up on Messenger or on Instagram, and they're saying, Meg, there's no isolation rules anymore. We are, at the moment, 9 days out from Christmas. Like, I'm not going out and giving people COVID. Like, that is the most dick move if I've ever heard of one.
Yeah, oh, look, and I appreciate that. So tell us, of course, you have sort of self-isolated, I guess.
Yeah.
What have you been up to? How have you been filling the days, whiling away the weary hours?
Well, let's just put it this way. I have a new high score on Tetris that I don't think I'm ever going to be able to beat.
How did you even get Tetris? On what are you playing it on?
Just on my phone.
Like, is there like an app there?
Yeah, full like actual Tetris app.
Oh, that's cool.
High score of 122,000 points. Thank you very much.
Oh my God, that's something to work towards. Put that on your resume.
Now, you also know how much I love a good Instagram shop.
Yes, yeah.
The amount of things currently saved in my Instagram saved folder that I'm potentially going to buy in the new year. It has risen from maybe 10 to 50.
Oh, my God. So you've been shopping online, or at least fantasizing about it.
Window shopping online. Now, I feel extremely sorry for my poor boyfriend, Steve, as well, because Yeah, I probably send him about 30 to 40 things tagged a day.
You just
because I've got a lot of time on my hands, he must do as well.
In your mind, he's as stuck at home as you are, and you're just tagging him in everything for Steve.
Oh, absolutely, mate. He's going to be so sick of me by being like, today, at spare minimum. Gone through the wardrobe like 5 times to clear out clothes. It's just anything, because you've seen the size of my house, there isn't much room to move.
No, there's not at all. You'd be climbing the walls by now. How are you feeling overall?
Well, this is the thing. Yesterday I still had a bit of a stuffy nose.
Mm.
This morning, waking up, I don't have any symptoms whatsoever. So I could probably technically leave the house today.
Yeah, right. Okay.
If I wanted to do some groceries or something like that, whether I do or not is another story. As I said, it's 9 days before Christmas. I don't want to get someone sick.
And that's you know what? That is one of your great character tributes, is that you're an empathetic and kind person, and I appreciate that about you, because, like you said, I wouldn't have wanted to, get sick before Christmas, because who does?
Well, this is the thing, though. You're going overseas. Like, when do you fly out?
Oh, next couple of days. So,
exactly. Like, the last thing I wanted to do was give you COVID.
Yeah.
And to be fair, having a week of sleep is, when you're meant to be getting up at 3:30 in the morning, not a bad time.
You haven't hated it. Look, thank you for joining us. And I'll get you back on in just a few minutes, because I know you said no bits of audio from the show from earlier in the year, but as if I'm going to be able to refuse doing that. So we'll do some of that after the news.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Primo.
First night we moved in here, we had a great night, if you know what I mean, and then winked at me. So you're nearly 80.
De Novo's local as New FM.
So, last show for the year, and last show with Meg on, but Meg, of course, still has COVID, so she's at home, but that's not going to stop us getting her on the show. So, she'll be on the show next, we'll have her on the line, and what we're going to do, even though she said not to, is play out some of my favourite bits from the year, and just a bit of a package to say thank you to Meg for the amazing person that she's been and friend on the radio with me, because we've done it over a year together, and Meg's not going anywhere too, she's still going to be in on in the afternoon, which is awesome, and still my neighbour, so let's not forget that. But we'll have, we've got to chat to her about this up next, and also play out some of these great moments from the show, and we'll do it in just a few minutes as you wake up with the Novos.
Megan Primo.
The Novos. All right, it's time to get Meg on the phone, because Meg's still off with the COVID. How you doing, Meg?
Yeah, we're doing good. Happy last show.
Happy last show indeed. Now, of course, you said, Crevo, whatever you do, no, bits of the show strung together in what we call behind the scenes a package.
Yeah, look, it's not like I'm going anywhere. I'm coming to afternoons. No big deal, mate.
I feel like over the last, what's it been, year and a half?
About 18 months.
Yeah. We've become close friends and neighbours.
Yeah.
So, of course, I just had to do just a little package. So here it goes, all right?
Okay.
Stand by. Meg, we've been on such a journey together, starting with things like teaching you to change a tyre and parallel park. And then when you split with your ex-fiancé, I found a flat for you next door to mine, and you moved to Mayfield.
Bloody hell, 2 o'clock in the morning, a cockroach crawled over my face.
Yeah, it's a bug.
And woke me up.
You live in a city.
No. This is disgusting. I got up and did a facial scrub at 2 o'clock in the morning, and then did another one when I woke up at 3:30.
That's called an overreaction. Oh, come on. It's
who knows
just
where the cockroaches be? Exactly. Ugh. We live in Mayfield.
Also, I got to know you a bit more, and I found out how much you love birds when you found your people and you just connected.
Daniel and his partner are my type of people, let me put it out.
Bird people.
Yes. We're crazy.
Any bird-related story, really, you were in with both hands.
We have had an ibis in our front yard.
binging it. I love this.
Another thing you love is chippies from a certain late night takeaway, and you could connect it to just about any story.
He's named his daughter Pecora after the Pecora dish at the captain's table in Northern Ireland.
You're not planning to have kids, but if you did, it'd be chip and gravy from Cappadocia. Chip and gravy are your go-to foods on a night out, but you also don't mind a drunk shopping trip, apparently.
You've never done the drunken 24-hour Kmart trip?
No!
Mate, it's fun. There's a reason most Kmarts now are no longer 24 hours. I'm probably the reason.
Another great moment on the show was when you were fangirling over Darren Hayes and then tried to get him to move in next door to you.
Where should I live in Newcastle? What do you think?
Well, Primo and I literally live next door to each other in a suburb called Mayfield. So maybe...
God's country.
And you know what? The house next door to us just went up for sale. So there you go. You want to live next door to us?
I'm not sure if Darren is moving in just yet, but hey, a girl can dream. Of course you did your big trip to Vegas, which was epic, but you also love a slap on our local pokies too.
There was actually one time I was at the pub, but this is back in the day when poker machines actually paid out money.
Oh, cash money,
and I won
$20,
so I had my bra filled with dollar coins.
Dollar coins? Oh my God, Megan's jangling
fit,
around.
I couldn't fit them in my actual purse because the purse was quite small. So yeah, I was jingle boobs essentially with the dollar coins.
Well, what a Christmassy way to wrap things up. And on that note, thank you. Working with you has been a pleasure. You're such a radio professional. And thank God I'm still your neighbour and we'll still get to enjoy you doing your music stuff on New FM. Because, Meg, you've not only become a great colleague, but a true friend as well. And finding real friends is a rarity. So thank you for what you've done on the show. Personally, I've had such a great time, and I think the listeners have enjoyed coming along on the journey as well. I say best of luck, but you don't need it because you're just so good at what you do.
Oh, Creamo. Oh, thank you.
It's, what a journey we've been on, hey? Like when you...
Right?
It's only been 18 months, but when you think about all the stuff we've done, it's actually been crazy.
It's just been insane. Thank you to you. Thank you to Maddie as well, who used to be on the show. Jackson, Tyler, Jess. Like, it's just been... It's so funny when you have to get up as early as we do in the morning to do this job.
Yeah.
It can be draining.
Yeah.
But then when you get into the studio and you see people like you, people like Jess, just people like Tyler, it just makes it so worth it. So thank you to everyone as well who's listened over the last 18 months and just, you know, let me talk shit for a living because it's been incredible.
It has been. Hey, look, we're not wrapping things up just yet, but up next, something as well that you... I guess hold in high esteem, and we'll talk more about in just a few minutes, is the Giving Tree, because we want to try and make as many people across the Hunter's Christmas just that little bit better.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
And I just wanted to take a moment here to remind people about our Giving Tree. Now, this is a really, really important thing that New FM does in conjunction with the Samaritans. It's now open at Westfield Katara. And the idea is just to help families and people in need at Christmas, because for most people, Christmas, awesome time. But for a lot of people, it's tough because there's so many expenses that come up, not only gifts and things, but the price of living has just shot through the roof. So maybe you had a bit of a budget in mind over time, but that's all gone now because, you know, it's being sucked up with mortgage payments or, you know, power costs and everything else are just so high now. So it's very easy. Just go into Westfield Katara, and it's on level 2 opposite Angus and Coote. And we ask that you just leave the gifts there unwrapped. So that's to help the Samaritans know who to give to what, if that makes sense. And then the Samaritans will distribute the gifts to those who need it just before Christmas. So for, you know, if you can just spare like $10 or $15 or whatever you can, just to get a little gift to put under that tree, it would be hugely appreciated. On our website, newfm.com.au, there's a big list of all of the places, like all of the different, I guess, gift ideas that are quite inexpensive. Or if you're in a rush, like so many people are time poor at the moment, just grab a gift card and put it under there. It would be hugely appreciated. And when you get to Christmas morning, you just think somebody is opening that gift that you have left there and it's making their day. Like, it's making their whole day. So if you can just dig deep and give what you can for our giving tree this year, it would be hugely appreciated.
The Novos.
The Novos. With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
Feel Good Friday.
Oh, it is a feel-good Friday and the last feel-good Friday for the show for the year, really. And Meg has to join us on the phone. Hey, Meg, how you doing?
Hello, hello, hello.
Of course, you're self-isolating, which I appreciate in this tiny little room that we work in. Makes sense with your COVID. But you wanted to do this last, I guess, topic for the year to, for people to get involved on the phones with, yeah?
Yeah, because I went to Vegas, as people probably know, a couple of months ago, and in the lead-up, you were like, oh, let's do something to freak you out of all the things that went wrong on the trip. And I said, why would you do this? First international trip, you're a jerk, and guess what? You're flying out to Europe next week, so let's bring it back. Just for your pleasure.
Oh, God. Okay, so this is what we're doing. 4967-4105. What went wrong on holiday? You know, maybe it's pitfalls, but also things for me to watch out for, to be aware of. Of course, prizes galore on offer today. Best callers on air. There's a $50 fuel card going around. There's also a New FM Christmas box, which includes the New FM Christmas pudding, which if you've never tried it, oh my God, you have to get your mitts on one of these, plus two bottles of wine as well. So 4967-4105, at Meg's request on the last day. What went wrong on holiday? You know, things that go wrong overseas when you're in a foreign country, you don't understand the system or how things work, you know, or maybe it's stacks on scooters in Bali or whatever. That sort of stuff is what we're after. The phone number once more, 4967-4105. Give us a call. Prizes for the best callers on air this morning as you wake up with the Novos.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
This is all because I stitched her up when she was on her way to Vegas and put the call out. And, of course, there were so many calls. So we're sort of redoing it again to get some different stories on the air. And we are starting with Christy in Rankin Park. How are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you this morning?
Never better, Christy. Now tell me, what went wrong on holiday?
Well, I've got a lovely Vegas story, which I'm sure Meg will be able to relate to.
Yeah.
You know, one of those one streets, and you can see, you know, from your hotel, you can see the others, and you think, oh, that's not far to walk. So we decided to get all ready for a hen's night, and, you know, big high heels and all dressed up to the glam. And we were walking from the New York hotel to Planet Hollywood. It looks like it's, you know, 5 or 10 minutes. No, it was like nearly 2 hours.
Oh, my God, because it's so straight and flat. The eyes are tricked.
Exactly.
So you get there and the Vegas heat, you'd be all sweaty and complaining along the way. What an absolute disaster.
Yeah, wasn't the best.
Not ideal. Well, thank you so much for your call. I'll be aware not to walk places where I don't know how far it is. Kim is up next in Charlestown. How are you?
Good. How are you?
So tell us, what went wrong on holiday?
Well, it wasn't me, it was my sister.
Yeah.
She was going on her first holiday with mum and dad, and she got her periods just before they were boarding their flight, and they were meant to go on a cruise. So she couldn't go swimming or anything, and she was in excruciating pain.
Oh, my God, all of the cramps that go along with it. What a disaster. And how, I guess, like, was that for the whole trip then, like a short sort of cruise, and it's just all ruined?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, like, they'll only go on for the for a week. And, yeah, like, for the first time ever, she got her period just before they were boarding the flight. And they're like, oh, no. Mum's, like, jumping up and down, like, oh, yeah, she got a period. So it's like, but, you know, come on. Why right now? Why could it wait until, you know, give it another week and until after they got back? But no, they decided to show up just before the flight.
And how embarrassing, mum jumping up and down in excitement as well, just to add insult to injury. Thanks for your call. And let's do one more. Kate is in Myn Mai. How are you today, Kate?
Hey, Creva, how are you going?
Very good.
Hope you get well, Meg.
yeah. Look, so tell us, what went wrong on holiday?
Ah, rightio. So we were heading to Tasmania. One of our good friends, I was an ex-Tasmanian, he organised a motorbike ride for a group of us down there.
Yep.
He'd done everything to a T, booked all the really good accommodation. We got to Hobart, 4-star motel, couldn't book in. They were doing renovations. They didn't let him know, but they said, we've booked you at another accommodation down the road.
Fantastic.
So we all headed down. We ended up staying at the Pickled Frog.
Doesn't sound the same as the high-end accommodation you were expecting after a long day of riding.
It was a backpacker's hotel. First time we've ever booked into a backpacker's hotel where they hand you the key and say, would you like to look at the room before you pay?
Oh, my God. So you paid for the other one too and they still wanted more money. And
they wanted more money.
Was it like a shared shower situation?
That wasn't the end of the story. The rooms were quite good. We settled into the room, went downstairs. We all ordered pizza into the communal lounge room, which was right in front of the reception.
Luxury.
We over-ordered because we were so hungry.
Yeah.
The guy behind reception obviously was a backpacker guy working as well.
Yeah.
And he said, what are you guys going to do with the leftover pizza? We said, oh, we don't know. What can we do with it? He said, oh, don't worry. He said, I can sort it out for you. So he took it. And within 10 minutes, there was backpackers walking around the front of the reception all eating our pizza.
Oh, my God, what an awkward situation.
Yeah, and when we actually got to the room, we actually checked in. We pushed the window up, and as we pushed the window up, a bag of pink stuff fell down on the windowsill. Not sure what it was, but that night, down the back at the bottom of the stairs, there were a group of guys all around this glass thing smoking this pink stuff.
Oh, my God. And I don't know what that was, and I think we'll leave it right there. What an extraordinary adventure. Well, there's a lot of tips for me to be careful around when going overseas, I now know. And, oh my God, I hope the karma doesn't come to get me because of what I did to Meg. Look, what's the goss up next with producer Michael? What's on the way?
Nicolas Cage, certified weirdo already, and he's getting stranger, mate.
Is this... because he was all into that buying dinosaur skulls and stuff that turned out to be illegal and stuff, wasn't it?
I reckon this is going to top it.
Oh, interesting stuff.
Well, keep my wife's name...
with Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
What's the goss?
I love reality TV.
All right, Michael, so you've got some Nicolas Cage goss for us. What's going on?
There is never a dull moment when it comes to the man, and it turns out that when he was younger, he thought he might have been an alien.
What do you mean?
Genuinely, he just was convinced as a child that he was an extraterrestrial.
And how many weeks ago did this belief end?
It ended when he was a child, okay, so fortunately he hasn't thought about it for a long time. He was interviewed recently.
Yeah.
And it came out until he was like 10 or 11. He just assumed that he wasn't human. Looked like a human, spoke like a human, acted like a human. Well, kind of.
Kids are weird, aren't they? Especially him, I'm guessing.
But Nick Cage, he is proper weird. Like, he played himself in a movie and then refused to watch the movie. Like, strange cat.
He is very strange. And then he has a big spending habit, doesn't he? He spends all... because he's made, I don't know, tens of millions of dollars from all of his movies.
Oh, he'd be worth a lot of money.
Yeah, but he's spent it all, and he has to keep making movies to keep up with all his spending. Like, at one point, he spent millions of dollars, I think, on this petrified dinosaur skull, only to find out that it had been stolen and he had to return it. Like, he's always on the spend, and his accountants are always after... like, he's on the verge of bankruptcy at all times.
So, I'm looking at something right now between the years of 2000 and 2007. So, 7-year period, 8-year period?
Yeah,
one of the whatever. Two. He purchased 13 personal homes, 2 castles. Who needs more than one?
Nicolas Cage.
A private island, 4 yachts, a private jet, a fleet of luxury cars, dozens of artworks, and high-end jewellery pieces. That is silly.
I think this is what happens, right? He gets on the wines late at night and gets on eBay.
He can genuinely write his own checks, though. So if you had that option of being like, oh, worst comes to worst, I'll just make another movie. I'll steal the Declaration of Independence one more time.
It'll be all good. When you go on realestate.com sometimes and you go, oh, let's just see what the really nice mansions are, some area. And then he goes, you know what, I'll just buy that, and rings up his broker, I reckon, in the middle of the night and goes, we'll have that one as well, please.
Yeah, please. If I buy four, can I get a discount?
Yeah, did you do 10% off for a multi-pack? That's not how it works. Oh, well, interesting stuff. I don't know. He's an interesting character, like you said, bit of a weirdo, but kind of a genius to make all that money. He's sure done it over the years.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crevo.
First night we moved in here, we had a great night, if you know what I mean, and it winked at me. So you're nearly 80.
The Novos, local as, new FM.
And right after us, 105 minutes commercial free with Michael. What's on the way?
Kicking it off with a song we can all get around. I can see Jess in the newsroom loving this.
Definitely. I mean, I can't see from here.
I love this one. That was not enthusiastic.
That is the least convincing thing I've ever heard, Jess.
Wow.
Hey, fresh Ed Sheeran as well.
Very good. Always good.
Yeah, been a good year for him.
Sure has.
Also, I know it's not sunny at the moment, but we can think of better weather. I got my head out the
sunroof. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Nikki, you're Daisy. Summer tune. And I think, we'll be optimistic about it. I think the sun's coming out later. Haven't checked the weather, but it could be.
Fingers crossed. Thanks for that. All that to come after 9 o'clock. Now, it's supposed to be Meg's last show, but we've had to do a lot of it over the phone, and we'll have her on the phone once more before we wrap things up. But a lot of great stuff's happened on the show over the last 18 months. And she's not going anywhere, just from breakfast to the afternoons. But I just want to play some of my favourite bits and a big thank you for what she's done. Meg, we've been on such a journey together, starting with things like teaching you to change a tyre and parallel park. And then when you split with your ex-fiancé, I found a flat for you next door to mine and you moved to Mayfield.
Bloody hell, 2 o'clock in the morning, a cockroach crawled over my face.
Yeah, it's a bug.
And woke me up.
You live in a city.
No. This is disgusting. I got up and did a facial scrub at 2 o'clock in the morning and then did another one when I woke up at 3:30.
That's called an overreaction. Oh, come on.
Who knows where the cockroach is being?
Exactly. We live in Mayfield.
Also, I got to know you a bit more and I found out how much you love birds when you found your people and you just connected.
Daniel and his partner are my type of people, let me put it out.
Bird people.
Yes, we're crazy.
Any bird-related story, really, you were in with both hands.
We have had an ibis in our front yard.
Chicken, I love this.
Another thing you love is chippies from a certain late-night takeaway. And you could connect it to just about any story.
He's named his daughter Pecora after the Pecora dish at the captain's table in Northern Ireland.
You're not planning to have kids, but if you did, it'd be chip and gravy from Cappadocia. Chip and gravy are your go-to foods on a night out, but you also don't mind a drunk shopping trip, apparently.
You've never done the drunken 24-hour Kmart trip?
No!
It's fun. There's a reason most Kmarts now are no longer 24 hours. I'm probably the reason.
Another great moment on the show was when you were fangirling over Darren Hayes and then tried to get him to move in next door to you.
Where should I live in Newcastle? What do you think?
Well, Primo and I literally live next door to each other in a suburb called Mayfield. So maybe...
God's country.
And you know what? The house next door to us just went for sale. So there you go. Do you want to live next door to us?
I'm not sure if Darren is moving in just yet, but hey, a girl can dream. Of course you did your big trip to Vegas, which was epic, but you also love a slap on our local pokies too.
There was actually one time I was at the pub, but this is back in the day when poker machines actually paid out money.
Oh, cash money,
and I won
$20,
so I had my bra filled with dollar coins.
Dollar coins? Oh my God, Megan, jangling around.
I couldn't fit them in my actual purse because the purse was quite small. So I was jingle boobs essentially with the dollar coins.
Well, what a Christmassy way to wrap things up. And on that note, thank you. Working with you has been a pleasure. You're such a radio professional. And thank God I'm still your neighbour and we'll still get to enjoy you doing your music stuff on New FM. Because, Meg, you've not only become a great colleague, but a true friend as well. And finding real friends is a rarity. So thank you for what you've done on the show. Personally, I've had such a great time, and I think the listeners have enjoyed coming along on the journey as well. I say best of luck, but you don't need it because you're just so good at what you do.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos. And, well, it's come to the end of the show, really. And, Meg, hello, you there? We've got you alive on the air again one more time on The Breakfast Show, Meg. How are you feeling?
Yeah, we're done.
I know, this is so bizarre, but we have had a great 18 months or so, roughly.
Oh, 100%.
Together.
There's something about going to air in your hometown with your best mates. It's just, you can't beat it. You really can't.
And that's an honour to be called a best mate of yours, Meg, because you've become one of my favourite people because you're just so... No, seriously, you're just such a good person. You care so much about your friends but also your community. And you say, you know, your hometown, and a lot of people throw that word around or, you know, that phrase around, but you really mean it. And this region means so much to you. And I'm glad you're not going anywhere, really. You know, you just go into the afternoon and I can still chat to you over the fence.
Exactly. You dropped off some chives to me yesterday. Thank you very much. Neither of those for my dumplings.
Yeah, we just did a little contactless transaction over the fence. It's actually so nice. And I think I speak for the listener as well when I say that thank you for what you've contributed to this show and to what we've done over the past year. It's been so fun.
It has been amazing. Thank you for as well, you, Maddie, Jackson, Tyler, everyone. Like, just taking me under your wing, because as I said, when I started doing Brecky Radio, I had no idea what I was doing.
Well, like, you couldn't tell.
You guys have just made it so easy, so effortless, and it's been just really the highlight of my radio career. Like, I've been on air in Newry now for 7 years, if you include the community radio days. Like, I've been on it for 7 years, and it has been my favourite time so far. So,
it's been a pleasure to be a part of it. Well, let's sign off the show here for now, but of course you'll be back in the new year, in the afternoon, your new show, which will be awesome.
Doing 1 till 5, but you got Tyler and Creevo for breakfast in 2023. How good does that sound?
It'll be a lot of fun as well. What a lineup is all I can say. And in and amongst that lineup, of course, right after us, next is Michael. What have you got coming up music wise?
I think this is pretty relevant for today.
Oh.
We love you, Meg. Dean Lewis. One of your favourites, I think, coming up as well.
Dean Lewis.
Right.
And who else have you got on the way?
We'll give you a little math.
Oh, yes.
Brilliant. We can't stay down in the dumps the whole time.
No,
we love
you,
Meg, but we've got to put something upbeat on.
Very good.
Lewis Capaldi. It's going to go down as one of the best songs of 2022, without a doubt. I love this. It's on repeat in my car.
Some banging ballads in there too. Fantastic. Thank you, Michael. All that to come after 9. One last time, though. Thank you again, Meg, and we'll see you in the new year. Catch you again.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Indeed. Merry Christmas to everyone, and have a great and safe holiday. Stay safe on the roads and all that, and we'll catch you mid-January. January 16, we are back. Back and loud, and can't wait to get in and amongst it. It's 8:58. Catch you then. Bye.
Show's done.